You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. A task force charged with coming up with new rules regarding vacation rentals in Paso Robles has wrapped up its work, at least for the time being. On Wednesday, the city's short-term rental task force met for the last time before sending their recommendations onto the city's planning commission. The new rules include a 50-foot buffer between vacation rentals, especially ones called non-hosted accommodations, meaning there's no owner or agent on the property when vacationers are renting it. If the new rules are adopted into law, of the 79 current NHAs, half would be shut down. The task force is also recommending a cap on the number of permits, while the 344 current vacation rentals citywide would be grandfathered in, no more would be allowed. Most of the people in the audience at the task force meetings are homeowners unhappy about neighboring vacation rentals, or owners of short-term rentals concerned with burdensome new regulations. Speaking at the end of Wednesday's meeting, a resident of Hilltop Drive, one of the most impacted neighborhoods in terms of the number of existing rentals, Tony Avina says there are 8 vacation rentals on her street alone.
They have people that are coming and going at all hours that are intoxicated drunks falling out of limos and wine buses in front of our kids. At times, the limo or bus companies are asking them to clean the garbage out of the vehicles before they leave, and they just throw it under the streets. And we put up with this every week.
Avina and some other Hilltop Drive residents want the city to ban short-term rentals from parts of the city zoned R1, or single-family home neighborhoods. But those who are trying to earn money from their vacation rentals are wary of new rules and fees, like this rental owner.
City of Paso has way more people coming to visit than they have room for them. So people are leaving the city, taking their money and staying somewhere else when they're really here to visit Paso. And this was an opportunity for us to accommodate people. That's what we love. We love accommodating people. So we went out and set out to do it. We're doing it well. And we were fearful that they were going to turn around and say, no, you can't do it.
The task force draft ordinance will be available to the public on Friday in advance of Tuesday's Paso Robles Planning Commission meeting. From there, it's tentatively scheduled to go before the City Council on May 7th. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.